97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will sign his big budget bill later today. Republicans in the House giving him the votes he needed to get it passed. A series of fireworks explosions across the country in the run-up to the 4th of July weekend in one Los Angeles neighborhood. 100 firefighters battled flames sparked by active fireworks stored in a garage. Firefighter David Ortiz says it spread to several other homes.
We have one person that was injured with significant injuries, was transported in critical condition. Stable but critical condition due to the seriousness of her injuries. She's in her mid-30s.
In Ukraine, one of Russia's largest drone and missile strikes of the war. Several neighborhoods on fire in Kyiv and word of multiple injuries. The bombings coming hours after President Trump held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A strike by air traffic controllers in France disrupting travel at all Paris airports. Thousands of passengers rearranging plans. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You'd go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I'm always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, a close call or whatever. I mean, it seems like, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late-day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we will.
We got it.
It is the 4th of July. It's John and Gordy along with producer Dom. Behind the controls, flipping the switches and pushing those buttons. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since they opened their doors way back in 1958, but some things have remained constant, John Peterson, throughout Verlo's history. Yes.
Except for one thing.
What? What's the one thing?
Adjustable bed frames.
I knew it.
I knew you were going to say that. So did Dom. Yeah, those came along a little bit later.
Yeah. Yes, but Verlo, they did.
Verlo is still direct-to-consumer, and they still provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Those things have not changed.
And we're sleeping better today.
We are. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. It's also a free ticket Friday on this 4th of July. You could win tickets to see the game next Friday, July 11th, versus Washington with the Brewers at AmFam Field. Yes, the key word this hour is holiday. So get the Civic Media app, you know, get on that app, text in the word holiday. You could be a winner. We'll let you know if you are winning those tickets. Okay, good luck to you.
All right, let's talk to our attorney, James Santel.
Good morning, Jim.
From Amicus Law Review. You can listen to his program 9 to 11 on Saturdays. That's not enough time. I'm telling you, it's not enough time. But boy, oh boy, this Saturday's going to be jam-packed because after we get off here and talk about some of the cases, the Supreme Court's going to come out with a whole bunch of decisions, hopefully. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely. This is one of probably the last 2 days. They've got 10 more cases on their docket. That includes insignificant things like, oh, whether or not the 14th Amendment does in fact grant you birthright citizenship. There's a case involving whether or not young students in a public school in Maryland should be exposed contrary to the religious beliefs of their parents to LGBT storybooks. There's an issue related to whether or not you have to have certain identifiers to access porn on the internet, all kinds of things out there. And a little bit more seriously, perhaps, there's also an attack upon the Affordable Care Act once again, and these review committees that determine whether or not some elective procedures should in fact be covered by insurance companies. So nothing big to look at here in the next couple of weeks or so.
But
again, and a lot of that coming out probably within the next couple of hours or so.
Now, these are preventive exams that somebody's calling into question. They don't want their money going to the preventive exams for other people, if you can believe the selfishness of that one. Wow.
And including things like cancer screenings, right?
Yes.
And given the virulent nature of that disease, which we have, we continue to attack, that sort of thing, all kinds of things that help people stay well and identify early on when they've got issues out there. But we want to stop that. And so it's come to the Supreme Court. And the question really is whether or not these review committees and the task forces that look at this are properly constituted. That's the legal issue. Oh. But in the end, you shut them down. And basically, then you've got insurers that can do whatever they want, including denying coverage for preventive medical treatment. Wow. So it's stunning. It's stunning.
That is. I mean, and if that happens, of course, then the cost of health insurance will go up considerably at that point. Right. So right, I don't know why this guy thinks he's saving money.
right.
You don't save money paying for health insurance in this country. It's not happening.
Absolutely.
Right. Let's get to the crazy story, the nutty story from Emil Bove. This guy is something else. What? You ran out of central casting for villains. he was basically telling all these attorneys, the Justice Department, to go out and lie and then call judges the F word and say, see you later. You know, we're not going to listen. We're not going to take your demands, right?
That's the headline, and that's the confirmation, again, that we're getting from one of the attorneys who was there for a meeting way back in March. Emil Bove, we've seen him before. He was one of those folks who was sitting next to the then private citizen Donald Trump when he was being prosecuted in New York. So he was one of those attorneys at that time, comes into the Department of Justice early on. He's also responsible for all sorts of other policies, including terminating the lawyers who prosecuted January 6th defendants, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
This one comes out again mid-March. We all talked about this before, that time when those planes took about 250 immigrants from this nation to El Salvador. They're still in that prison there. There's a hearing in front of a district court judge in Washington, D.C. Turns out the day before that happens, the event, John, that you just described occurs inside the Department of Justice. At that point, he's called the principal associate deputy attorney general. That's a long title, basically a higher up inside the department. He basically convenes everyone and says, regardless of what happens here, whatever the judge may tell us, we're not doing that. And beyond that, again, I will not use the language. None of us will here on proper morning radio.
Well, let's hope not.
But basically says that's the response to judges who tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's so stunning is it confirms, again, by a credible guy who himself was fired. This is a little bit complicated. This is another attorney, again, and his name, of course, is also somewhat familiar to us because his name is Erez Ruveni. He was the guy who got fired for telling another judge that Abrego Garcia was improperly removed. So it's a lot of things going on here.
He
comes back and he says, no, I was at a meeting. And frankly, this second, third in command at the Department of Justice told us to lie, to stonewall, not to give the judges what they want. And it is a confirmation inside the Department of Justice of the complete violation of the rule of law in America. And again, stunningly, as if you can't make this up, President has nominated him to become a judge on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, has his hearing yesterday.
Yes.
Probably will be confirmed to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals.
You think so,
he
really?
He denies this vociferously in front of Senator from California.
Well, Adam Schiff, let's listen. We got a clip of Adam Schiff questioning Bove. Let's listen to that.
In Bove's hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff confronted Bove with his own words as detailed in a bombshell whistleblower filing.
In the complaint, it says Bove stated that DOJ would need to consider telling the courts F you and ignoring any such court order. Did you say anything of that kind in the meeting?
Senator, I have no recollection of saying anything of that kind. To the extent I
wouldn't you recall, Mr. Bove, if you said or suggested during a meeting with Justice Department lawyers that maybe they should consider telling the court F you, it seems to me that would be something you'd remember, unless that's the kind of thing you say frequently.
Yeah.
Well, I've certainly said things encouraging litigators at the department to fight hard for valid positions that we have to take in defense
of our
clients.
And have you frequently suggested that they say F you and ignore court orders? Is that also something you frequently do, such you might not remember doing it on this occasion?
No. And as I explained, I have never directed.
So did you or did you not make those comments during that meeting?
Which comments, Senator?
Oh. You really need me to repeat it? Did you suggest, as Mr. Ruveni wrote, that DOJ would need to consider telling the courts you and ignore any such court order?
I did not suggest that there would be any need to consider ignoring court orders. At the point of that meeting, there were no court orders to discuss.
Well, did you suggest telling the courts you in any manner?
I don't recall.
You just don't remember that.
Unbelievable.
There were witnesses.
That is just, right? Yeah, there were other witnesses.
There it is.
In the meeting.
Yeah. And again, this fellow, again, just to be clear, he's in the office of the Deputy Attorney General. His name is Todd Blanche, also one of the president's former lawyers. And he's setting policy for the Department of Justice. This guy is out there, again, articulating how our department works, the standards by which we should be litigating cases. And it is significant, of course. You hear Adam Schiff there, too, just as an aside. Yeah. Adam Schiff, former assistant United States attorney many years ago before he was in the House. Mm-hmm. You hear him just vociferous, just tenacious in not letting him get away. That's the cross-examination of a prosecutor. And all you need to know is when a witness says, I do not recall something of that significant, that is basically you're trying to avoid the perjury charge. You know what you said. And you know that by saying, I just don't remember, I can get around the allegation that I'm committing perjury under oath by saying, my brain just isn't firing that well. It's a ridiculous position. It is stunning once again. And this is the real point of yesterday's hearing that Adam Schiff is getting at. The violation of the rule of law internal Department of Justice, this man probably sometime soon will be on the court among 12 across the country, second only to the Supreme Court. And reviewing cases of the highest magnitude, that's the quality of people who are going on the appeals courts in this country right now from this president.
Wow.
Talking with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. You can listen to that on the weekends here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What about some of the other major decisions that came down, basically 6-3, and that really upsetted the liberal side of the Supreme Court?
Right. And so here, once again, we've got all these stories. They're all sort of related to the deportation issue. Mm-hmm. On Monday of this week, the Supreme Court, again, 6-3, again, in the shadow docket, once again, emergency applications. We've talked about this before. What it means is we've got no reasoning. We've got a sentence that basically says we're going to overturn, in this case, a lower court ruling. No explanation for it whatsoever. And what they're saying is that the administration can, in fact, continue to deport people to nations, to countries that are not their own without providing them with due process. The backstory on this is you've got a judge in Boston. His name is Murphy, and he has been presiding over these cases. Remember the South Sudan deportees, these folks brought over eventually. Now they're probably in Djibouti. And the question, they're plainly criminals. They're plainly deportable. They should be deported. But as a part of our law, we say in this country that you've got to afford them an opportunity to object to the country to which they're being deported. And in this case, again, they're from all over the world. It may be South Sudan. They've got no connection to this. That's what the judge, the lower court judge, says. And when the Supreme Court comes back without any explanation, says, no, just go ahead and do, Donald Trump, what you'd like to do. The judge, interestingly, on Tuesday says, you know what? There's nothing about the Supreme Court's skeletal order that prevents my order from going in effect. And for that reason, I'm still directing that you provide due process, prompting once again the Department of Justice to go back to the Supreme Court yesterday. So this is all going on right now in the midst of these, frankly, deplorable and laughable and inappropriate attempts by the government. Just abide by the law. Yeah. That's all the lower court judge is saying. And Sonia Sotomayor goes nuts, appropriately. I don't mean that with any disrespect at all. She is appropriately angry about this, and she talks about the violation of basic human rights, which is what is being accomplished just this week by the Supreme Court.
Well, you know, they're prohibiting medical treatments for transgender youths, which is just unthinkable. What are the Supreme Court justices thinking? Can they make medical decisions for the rest of the nation?
Right. And given that opinion, as we discussed, it is a medical decision. Basically, John Roberts last week saying, the evidence is kind of mixed out there. I'm not a doctor. Maybe legislators in Tennessee are. So we'll let them make that determination. Again, equal protection problems, they're all over the place. That, again, is what the dissenters say. falls on deaf ears, at least for the majority. That's what the Supreme Court is doing right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jim. Hang on. We will continue with more with Jim Santel on John and Gordy in the Morning after this.
I left my baby and I feel so bad. I guess my race is run. She's the best girl that I've ever had. I fought the law and the law won.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrin's.com or stop by today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning with Jim Santel. Amicus, a law review, getting legal opinions here on the program.
Mm-hmm. You can wake up and sleep better on a Brillo mattress. Plenty has changed since they opened their doors in 1958, but some things remain constant, like their superior products at unbeatable prices, and they're still direct to consumer. Check them out. Brillo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to Brillo.com. Back with Jim Santel.
Yeah, Jim, I just want to kind of wrap up this thing with the Supreme Court. It seems like, you know, this is going to be a dark period in history for not just the Supreme Court, but the presidency of all coincides with Trump in 2016 winning the election. And suddenly the court just takes this dramatic turn for the worse and going along with right-wing politics in such a blatant way that it is almost shocking to the system.
It is, and I could even remove the word almost from that last sentence, right? Yes. It is shocking. And to your very good point, John, you know, we are looking next Tuesday. It is July 1, 2025. Mm-hmm. That is the one-year anniversary of what I think is the most catastrophic decision of the Supreme Court in recent history. We've talked about it a lot on this very broadcast. That is when John Roberts, the Chief Justice, again, 6-3 opinion, writing for the majority, says, number one, that indeed our president is above the law, that you can, in fact, cannot prosecute him for crimes. But beyond that, as we've talked, The presidency needs to be this very, very nimble, athletic, muscular, quick. It cannot be feeble presidency. Got to be able to act with great power. And that's in the first pages of that order from a year ago.
Unbelievable.
It may or may not be something that Donald Trump has ever read. I suspect he's never read a Supreme Court opinion. But still, it commissions, to your very good point, this notion that the Supreme Court is affording the president, whoever that is, whether it's Joe Biden or Donald Trump, this incredible amount of power, which is contrary to the Constitution. James Madison would be and is out there horrified by all of this, and giving him license, therefore, to do all of these things, because we can't have a president that's weak. That's what the Supreme Court has said to America. And we celebrate, again, the 4th of July, 249 years of our nation.
Exactly.
We do observe that. We celebrate that. We hope that we can get to 250 and beyond, right?
It seems like we're doing pretty well the way things were for so long, 249 years. Suddenly, he is an emperor. He is the king. He can make any decision, and he is not responsible for any of it. He can do anything he wants. Can't be called into question.
And he said just that, exactly, explicitly. Among the many executive orders, they pale because we have this flurry of them. He issued this executive order basically saying that with respect to all agencies, this is that unitary executive theory we've talked about. Any agency comes up with a legal theory, a legal principle, a position on litigation, on policy, and it's contrary to mine, what I say what the law is, that person will probably be fired, and that's not what the law is. The attorney general may weigh in on this. That's basically, once again, that's one of the Louis XIV, right? L'état, c'est moi. That's basically saying, I am the law, and the Supreme Court's let him do it.
Well, there's another lawsuit out there against Trump put out by Letitia James. And by the way, Josh Call is also a participant in this lawsuit. A lot of AGs from other states are involved in this. The suit alleges that the president is using a single clause in regulations of the Office of Management and Budget. The office runs... is run by the guy who came up with Project 2025, Russ Vought, to slash budgets for government agencies. Now, they're using just a small single clause out of this huge clause. The clause states that the government can remove funding if it no longer effectuates the program goals or agency priorities. And Letitia James is arguing, saying that the funding goes to programs that combat violent crime, educate students with special needs, protect clean drinking water, repair crumbling infrastructure, and more. So these all are extremely important points and things we should be funding. And that's her argument, that this isn't just some optional thing that doesn't really fulfill the needs of this particular administration. This fulfills the needs of society, our country.
Hear, hear. And the point of the lawsuit, like many others that are out there, is that you're doing this in violation of law, really in violation of what the Congress has said, what it is appropriate in terms of monies for these various programs. And as you indicated, many states, including Wisconsin, joining in on this, and all of them fundamentally saying that this is seizing on some language, as you just indicated, John, that was never intended to do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the good news, once again, if we've got some here this morning, we should always have good news, right?
Sure.
That most federal judges looking at these things are in fact saying no to him. This applies not only to funding, but also all those people have been fired. Again, the same theory out there. We're firing all these folks because, again, it's contrary to the best interests of the government. What government are you talking about, right? And so the district court judges have, for the most part, pushed back on Donald Trump, saying you can't do this. But all those are percolating up to the courts of appeals, maybe getting to the Supreme Court one day. And the fact that we're fighting about this in the courts, well, we should be working, frankly, in the Congress on what education and environment and healthcare and transportation and commerce and labor and agriculture. Yes. We're not doing any of that because instead we're fighting these ridiculous arguments. And it's good to bring the lawsuit. It is unfortunate we got to be diverted by this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Jim, we need to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. And
I'm exhausted already.
Talk to you next Thursday.
It's a lot, as we always say. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
After we get off the air, all these judgments will be coming out.
And this portion of the 4th of July show for John and Gordy is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments.
They're family-owned. They are helping people change their lives, improving the quality of life through better hearing. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can get a free online test at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Coming up next, we'll talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin on John and Gordy for the 4th of July.
Can't wait.
Stay with us.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin is ranked second in the nation for having the most organic farms. Now, the Food Finance Institute is looking to help these organic growers with a new program called Naturally Wisconsin. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. The program essentially seeks to boost the market for organic products. Jamie Valenti-Jordan is the Food Brand Program Manager with the Food Finance Institute. He tells us about the types of businesses or services that can work with Naturally Wisconsin.
Within our space, of course, we have brands. That's the most commonly recognized group, but it's not just emerging brands, not just established brands. It's also our supply chain up and downstream. So that's going to be inclusive of our agricultural sector, our agricultural supply, our ag tech, but also our ingredient suppliers that are going to process those materials, our packaging and equipment suppliers that are going to be a part of that as well, all the way through to our service providers, those that specialize in the food industry with respect to, working on legal or marketing as well.
Jamie Valenti-Jordan says you can learn more about Naturally Wisconsin by visiting the Food Finance Institute online. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
In my County Farm Bureau, I'm more than a member. I'm an advocate for local farms and families. Serving on the board has given me a chance to create real change in our community. From organizing volunteer opportunities to promoting agriculture at local events, we connect our neighbors to the farms that feed them. Together, we're building a stronger and well-informed community. Join us and make a difference today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
In other agribusiness news on a Thursday, local food dollars are getting applause from food processors. In the tentative budget agreement between the governor and the Republican-led legislature, $10 million has been secured toward the Food Security Initiative grant program. This is through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says it's going to increase access to nutritious dairy products like milk and cheese, as well as meat, fruits, and vegetables from Wisconsin food processors during a time when food banks are seeing record demand. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late-day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
WMDX 92.7. Johnny Gordy in the morning, and Dick is no longer
he was
on the
hanging
line.
On,
we're going to get to him real quick, but we do have Paul coming up in a moment. Do we have the voice note?
We do have the voice note.
Let's go to a voice note.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I love these.
Yeah. Hey, this is Parker from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to tell John real quick to shut his.
Wow. Okay. That's from right down the hall.
Wow.
Parker. Okay.
Oh, well, I wonder who told him to say that.
I don't know.
I think we've got.
Tom, I'm looking at you.
A theme going here.
Okay. Nice. 7:36, sunshine today, highs in the upper 80s or low 90s, maybe some rain and thunderstorms later, heat advisory going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take a hearing test there and make an appointment. Okay.
All right. We've got Paul Sognan, former mayor of Madison, on the line right now. And welcome, Paul. How's your morning going?
Good morning. Just fine. I finished Wordle, and I'm now working on a couple of crossword puzzles.
Wow. Well, you got to keep us updated on that.
Well, it's good to see you're staying active.
Yeah.
That's great.
It don't run out of breath while we're on the air here.
Yeah,
all right.
Take it easy.
We want to. I want to bring up something. Yeah, I mean, you were here during the protests. You're familiar with all of the protests that took place here in Madison way back in the 60s. And I want to ask you about the current line of protests that are out there. It seems to me, and I think Gordy and I both have noticed this, that there seem to be peaceful protesters out there. The fact that there aren't a lot of protesters, huge crowds of protesters, makes this easier to see for us. And it seems like they're really not doing much, but they're just being pushed around by either the National Guard or police, but they're really not doing anything. And then what causes those riots that they talk about are really just, you know, flash bombs that people like to see flash on the newscasts. And people are running from the police.
There have been a few isolated incidents.
But it's not a riot.
But they're not riots.
They're running away.
Yes.
Am I crazy, or is this just, you know, kind of more showmanship for the media and for the Trump administration to make it look like something is happening, that there's revolt, that there's unrest in the country? What do you think, Paul?
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 Did we lose Paul?
I don't know. He must have accidentally got out. Let me see. Let me try and call him back. Give me a minute.
All right. All right.
All right. We're going to try to reconnect with Paul Soglin here, former Madison mayor, and see if we can get him back online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope I don't have to repeat that question.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second. By the way, in the meantime, we want to remind people that we are, you know, there is only 1 week left of voting for Best of Madison.
Yes.
We are in the lineup there for Best Radio Team. You can go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and click on the banner there for Best of Madison, and that will get you right into their site, the Madison Magazine site, for voting. And we hope you can vote there. You only get one vote per person.
Do they have to use a QR code there, or do they just hit a link and go to the
It just goes to the link, magazine. And then you can choose to vote.
All right.
And one vote per person, but you only have until June 30th, a week from today. Is when the voting closes on that.
I wouldn't.
Were you able to find Paul?
We got him. We got him back.
Okay.
Are you sure?
All right, Paul.
Good morning.
Back again.
I hope you heard the question somehow.
Yes, I did. And okay. I was saying as we lost contact.
Yeah.
Let's go back chronologically.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm going over a period of 60 years here.
Okay.
Number one, the more law enforcement that's brought into an event that's escalated by government authorities, that's a victory for protesters. Mm. Classic example is calling in the National Guard. So let's keep that in mind.
All right.
Then let's take the very first Mifflin Street block party. In the very first Mifflin Street block party, with 3 days of rioting, the most intense not only the city, but the nation had seen in regards to that era's student protests. Calm occurred on the next day, the fourth day, when the Committee of 30, this was 30 people from around the city, leaders from all walks of life, political, religious, and so on. Shirley Abramson was part of it. Basically walked the streets and were a presence that in effect calmed both law enforcement and the protesters. Hmm. And that's what brought it to an end.
Wow.
Next is the, let's say that's 69. So next is 73, the 73 block party, which is the first calm one. Chief Cooper has a law enforcement presence, but this time it's very different. Officers do not carry any riot equipment. Officers wear open shirts, no ties. They're very informal. No hats, no helmets. If they want to, some of them wore baseball caps. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And everything was fine. So now let's jump, and we'll use another Madison example of what not to do and what would have been a viable alternative. And that is the Saturday and Sunday of the George Floyd demonstrations. So those demonstrations were on Saturday relatively in order. No violence, no looting, no breaking of windows, nothing of that sort. But then, what is it, about 4 o'clock that afternoon, a small group got out of control and started trashing the place. So now the question is, you know there's going to be demonstrations on Sunday. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, hundreds and hundreds of people showed up on State Street to clean up the mess, which was just a real clear signal that the vast majority of protesters and participants in the George Floyd demonstrations wanted a peaceful response. Mm-hmm. and wanted to disavow the trashing that had taken place. So what was done? That night, there were three bad decisions made. The first bad decision was to announce that there was a curfew. And just like calling up the National Guard, that's a victory in the sense that it's an escalation on the part of government authorities.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's announced that the National Guard's showing up, which just confirms all of that. And then thirdly, the Madison Police Department shows up in full riot gear.
No.
And as we know, things were just, well, it was one of the most out of control demonstrations in Madison's history.
Yeah.
fires were set, squad cars were trashed, and so on. What should have been done, and let's go back to the Committee of 30. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is the same thing that was done at the time of the protests involving the decisions not to prosecute the officer involved in the death of Tony Robinson.
Right.
What should have been done is 30, 40, 50, 60 responsible community leaders, political, religious, from all walks of life, should have been assembled to again walk the streets and intersperse themselves among the crowd and the police. Yes, there is a risk involved in that. There is a risk because, you know, people can get out of control. But it's been so effective in past years all over the country in regards to, in effect, when you assemble a large crowd, making sure the majority of the crowd's will is heard, which is to have a peaceful demonstration, mm-hmm. perhaps disruptive, but nothing that gets out of control.
Right.
So there are techniques. There are strategies to de-escalate these kinds of situations. And, you know, I just don't know why people don't learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that occurred to me when they had the curfew in L.A. Then it was an excuse for the police to clear the streets and get rid of people who maybe just out and about, clearing them off the sidewalk and not letting them get into their homes. It seemed like that escalated things to a point where it shouldn't have gone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the establishment of the curfew was a challenge, which simply attracted more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah, that's how that was my impression. I'm thinking, am I looking at this from a different point of view? You know, in my age and everything, I'm just thinking, gosh, this doesn't look like the way it did in the 60s during the war protests. It looks completely different. There's something else going on, and it didn't seem like the crowds. And again, I think it's because the crowds were so much smaller in L.A. that we could see what was going on, and then we could see how it escalated as well. From all the videos, because of, you know, social media, it made it easier to understand what really was happening out there. You know, and the Waymos put on fire. I mean, it's just another vehicle on fire for them. But, you know, a lot of people have said, well, they got 360 cameras in them, and they could identify people out on the street and go after them eventually. But I'm not quite sure why they burnt the taxis out there, but they did.
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the analysis that we've just gone through.
Yeah.
There seems to be some very logical courses of action to take, which are going to minimize.
Yes.
Violence. So then the question is, well, why don't the authorities, whether it's elected officials or law enforcement, follow those courses? And my judgment, this is what goes wrong. It's a combination of things. First, you may have government officials who want to aggravate the situation.
Right, yeah.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since they opened their doors back in 1958, but some of those things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com. And we are continuing with our Free Ticket Friday contest. You could be in for a four-pack of tickets to next Friday's game at AmFam Field in Milwaukee as the Brewers take on Washington. That's Friday, July 11th. Four tickets up for grabs. Get the Civic Media app. Get on the app and text us the word HOLIDAY, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, HOLIDAY. If you're the winner, you'll be notified in just a few days.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. WMDX 92.7.
Please don't sing. Please, I beg you.
All right.
Don't sing. 7:52, sunshine.
I must be hallucinating on this coffee this morning.
I know you are. Sunshine, highs today in the upper 80s or low 90s, maybe some rain or thunderstorms later, but right now it's beautiful out there. And we are welcoming Abby Abramovich. Did I get that close?
Yeah, Abramovich, yep.
Abramovich from Downdrins Distilling, right?
Yes.
I got it right now.
Yep.
We were pronouncing it a couple of other ways, but we finally got it. Right from you, and so
Downdrins.
So you're in Cottage Grove, right?
Yep.
How long have you had the business? Is this a family business?
It's my husband and I. Uh-huh. We're the owner operators, and then a small team of employees. We got open to the public August 31st, 2019. So we only had about 6 months before we got shut down for COVID. The tasting room was shut down for 13 months.
Wow.
But in that time, we did. Pivoted, made hand sanitizer, made like 500,000 gallons of hand sanitizer in a couple months, shipped it all over the country.
Wow.
Donated a lot to first responders in the area, and then built our outdoor tasting, like our outdoor cocktail garden area during that time.
I understand. This is quite the place. So describe it. Describe it to us.
Yeah. So we have an indoor tasting room. We are open year round. The inside and outside areas are open year round. We're family friendly and pet friendly. So the indoor tasting room, I call it like it's my grandma's furniture. It's all, that's what I lovingly call it, because it's an eclectic blend of a bunch of random secondhand furniture. There's like a double rocking chair. There's chair made out of an oil barrel. There's couches, very lounge furniture.
Cool.
And then outside is an 11,000 square foot fenced cocktail garden. So there's grassy areas, flower beds, trees. There's actually a playground and a stage that then we have music. We do events year round that are a huge range of activities.
A dog park? Do you have a dog park?
Well, the dogs can be anywhere.
Yes, for sure. Very cool.
Yep. And then we do all of our production there as well. Yeah. All of our.
Now, what is your production involve? I mean, what do you produce?
What are you making?
We make a little bit of everything, as driven by the Wisconsin alcohol laws. Forever, we could only sell cocktails. Like, we can make cocktails, and we sell cocktails on site. But so we could only make we could only serve the alcohol that we make. And so if we wanted a gin cocktail, we had to make gin.
Yeah.
If we want some flavored anything, we had to make that. And so we actually make a huge variety of products. It's like over 30 products. We do brandies, gin, vodkas, a bunch of liqueurs, aquavit, grappa, I don't know, flavored rums, sorts of good stuff.
Spice rum.
Yeah. So it's a lot of stuff, a lot of different products, but the major theme is that we really try and focus on highlighting local ingredients or things that we can get from local producers as much as possible. So we work a lot with small farmers in the area.
So you mentioned you're pet friendly, indoors and outdoors.
Yep.
I'm looking at your website here, Doundrins.com. D-O-U-N-D-R-I-S or D-R.
That's Progress Drive, right?
But, live music, drag bingo.
Yep.
It's tremendous.
Yep.
Make anything like a Myers rum at all?
I don't
anything like that.
Know what?
Oh, you
that
know Myers rum
is.
It's a spiced rum. So you said you made rums, right?
So we don't do a spiced rum. We do a barrel aged rum, and then we do our biggest selling product is a cherry flavored rum.
Really?
So it's made with cherries from Door County, a small family farm in Door County.
That sounds really good.
Oh yeah, that's our number one selling.
Oh, it
product.
Is. See?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you have other drinks as well. You have ciders out there. You have beers as well.
Yes, we do. So all of our products are distilled spirits, liquor. We also, though, year-round, we have
a choice
of a lot of other options. We have beer. We have cider, seltzers, wine.
From local breweries.
A lot of stuff is local. Yeah. Yep, as much as possible.
All right.
Well, Abby, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like a great place. I think we're coming out there sometime soon. We've got something we're working on.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll tell people more about that as we get a little closer to us. But, Abby, thank you for coming in. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's helping to improve the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're at Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Take a free hearing test there, and then you can set up an appointment. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Well, time to wrap up our 4th of July show.
Exciting stuff.
It is. You know, it's just, the 4th is just, it's very patriotic. You know, people will be firing off those fireworks, swinging those sparklers around in the backyard, throwing them up into the trees.
Be on train tracks, right? All that.
You're going to be hanging out at the train tracks all night. That's where the action is. That's what I hear. Boy, you'll have stories to tell Monday morning.
It's going to be really cool.
Trade tracks and Middleton.
Boxcar Dom.
Going to get ran over by a train.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Why would you pick the train? What, did you hear that that's a place to be?
Because it's awesome. Like, you it's just open. There's the whole lake is over there. It just looks nice. It'll be aesthetic.
Is that by your house, John? Isn't that by your place?
It is.
You better go down and supervise these guys.
What happens. I know one thing. I'm sending my own fireworks up into the air. Burning brats.
Burning brats? You're just going to roll them out there, huh?
Just roll them up there.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Flaming.
Well, we hope whatever you're doing, be safe out there. And we'll talk to you Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump eager to celebrate the passage of his big spending bill on this 4th of July. There will be a signing ceremony at the White House today that includes military flyovers. On the tarmac next to Air Force One last night, the president said some countries will have to start paying those higher tariffs as the July 9th deadline approaches.
We're going to start sending letters out to various countries starting tomorrow. We'll probably have 10 or 12 go out tomorrow. And over the next few days, I think by the 9th, they'll be fully covered.
100,000 customers without power today in the Northeast following severe storms that affected holiday travel. 3 people were killed in New Jersey, including one woman who had a tree fall on her car. The man accused of murdering a Minnesota politician and her husband has appeared in a federal court. Vance Bolter did not enter a plea. The next step will be a grand jury meeting and then handing up an indictment, which could happen within the next 10 days. This is ABC News.